Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, CAMH. It's never an easy call with so many problems in the world to know where to direct the money that you donate when you want to help out in this world. But what I can tell you is that when you donate to CAMH, you're saving lives. We know about the opioid crisis. We know about the mental health crisis. They are doing the work. Help change mental health care forever. Your support will help CAMH build a future where no one is left behind. Donate at CAMH.ca/CanadaLand to help us treat addiction and build hope. Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures, and it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you.
Thanks for finding the time.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have nothing but time, so it's fine.
How was Costco?
I actually ended up going to a superstore, which was so great. It was so organized. It had plenty of stuff. They had an amazing system, and it seemed like their employees like were behind these barriers, which was good.
I like a big empty store, empty city streets in daytime. I feel a bit guilty for enjoying aspects of this.
I was telling my friend, I was like, oh yeah, it's like Christmas. And she was like, oh, is that what it's like for you? But I don't know. It is just weird. Like, I work from home, so my life hasn't changed that much. But it's more annoying that everyone else is working from home now too, which is very distracting for me.
Right.
Just seeing everyone online all the time and people texting me during the day when they didn't before. And I'm like, this is my life. Like, I don't know. It seems like everyone's like, so everyone's taking over my thing.
I stayed at home before it was cool.
Like you, and you know, I was like, I'm actually at my sister's, but I'll go days without seeing people or only talking to baristas or something. I'm very used to the no contact thing. I see people struggling and everyone saying those things like, oh, put on normal clothes or like, make sure to stretch. Like, that doesn't help. Like, you're still in the prison of your own mind, and the whole internet's in front of you. Obviously, it's very, very hard for people in different ways, but for a lot of people I know who, you know, are financially stable and, you know, they have food, like, it's not hard, like, things aren't hard for them necessarily other than just being at home. I do think everyone needs to kind of like either shut up or calm down a bit, because being at home isn't the end of the world. Having a million movies you can watch and endless internet, that's fine. I just don't, yeah. I'm really, it's grating on me. But again, I'm just being kind of a little bitch about it. And I think it kind of makes sense that people are struggling, but I'm also like, ugh, babies.
Like, I just wish everything could stop and I could just do nothing for a week or three. is a very frequent, like, wouldn't that be a relief? Wouldn't that be great? And for people to kind of like actually wake up in the lives that they created for themselves, in the home that they chose, with the people that they chose, with just themselves, mm-hmm. and finding that really uncomfortable. I mean, it's not surprising that that's difficult, but it's, I guess, interesting.
Yes. It's definitely interesting to see people adjust. And like, I mean, just seeing how social media has changed as well, like just the way, I mean, everyone's doing push-ups. Like, it's just a lot to take in. Like, I'm seeing too much of people in a way that I'm like, I don't need to see how you are when you're losing your mind. I'd rather just not. I don't need to see this.
Yeah. It's like I'm used to idealized snapshots that you faked of your life, or you at your worst arguing with somebody about something insignificant.
Yes.
But the actual reality of you, like, just contemplating the abyss was not part of the deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice to see, like, a lot of my friends who, again, are more financially stable and, you know, this isn't impacting them in a huge way, are doing, like, a lot of good things, like, a lot of, you know, kind of mutual aid networks and trying to help people out, especially, you know, in the U.S. where things are a bit more uncertain.
Okay, I have questions for you.
Okay.
Where are you and what do your immediate surroundings look like?
So I'm at my sister's. I went to her place like the day it was decided that everyone had to self-isolate. And now I'm in one of her kids' room and it's like just toys and clothes and like a bunk bed. And I'm just kind of sitting on the floor because it's the only quiet room I could find.
Did you move in with your sister to help her, or is it something that helps you, or is it just both?
I mean, I guess technically it helps her, but it mostly helps me. She doesn't live super close to me, so I wouldn't have been able to go back and forth. And I do live alone, so I wouldn't want to have to be like fully alone all the time.
mm-hmm.
So it definitely benefits me way more, but I would like, I mean, I'm definitely part-time with her that it benefits her too.
But it's pretty different than like your own space, right?
Oh my God, it's so different. It's also very hard to get work done because there's so much happening around me. Like her kids are home, her husband's home. So it's definitely, yeah, it's just a bit weird. I feel like I'm in like a weird, like it's been like a very long weekend.
Like a never-ending weekend.
Yeah, like I'm waking up at like noon. Everything feels a bit off, but also very normal.
Okay, so what is the most abnormal thing that you've done since this happened?
I mean, a leisurely stroll in a cemetery by her place was definitely very weird. I was like, oh, where's a place I can walk? Oh, I'll walk through the cemetery. And, you know, no one was there. And I was like, oh, this is so nice. But, I mean, when would I ever have wanted to walk through a cemetery before? And just being like, you know, there's 20 minutes a day where I think I have coronavirus. Like where I'm like,
right.
Yep, I have it. That's it. I've convinced myself. I like, and then I'm like, no, I don't. Like, how would I have gotten? Like, just like those mind games. Even though I do feel perfectly fine, but just like the genuine fear I have now of actually having it or getting it as well.
Yeah. What has been your most selfish deed or thought during this ordeal?
In a way, I'm kind of like, oh, I guess now it's nice that, like, I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything because everyone's home. There's nothing that I'm like, oh, should I have done that? Should I have gone to that? You know, I'm like, oh, we're all in the same boat. Everyone's home on a Friday night. So I'm good.
Name something that gave you pleasure today.
Oh, I made coffee and I was like, oh, I'm looking forward to drinking this coffee. That'll make me feel great. I think a lot of what I look forward to, like there's like one kind of thing to eat. Like my sister and I baked cinnamon rolls. Like, oh, I'll have that tomorrow kind of thing.
I think since I started doing these interviews, if I've learned nothing else, it is that I think I've wildly underestimated the value that coffee holds to people.
Yes. especially because I never used to make coffee at home. Like, I was definitely like the millennial getting lattes every day.
Yeah, barista small talk plays a pretty big role in any freelance practice.
Yes, like, and then being like, oh, this barista is so nice, like, we're friends now, and then realizing that's just their job. Like, they're not your friend. They're just doing their job. So all my barista friends,
is not really my friend.
No, like, I don't know. I miss my barista friends. What can I say?
Okay, last question. Mm-hmm. What is something that you think might never be the same after this?
I do think people generally will become a bit more germophobic, maybe, like, in their everyday life. Now everyone's so used to, well, at least I hope everyone's so used to washing their hands in such a thorough way and, like, not touching this and not sharing that or whatever. And I don't think that's going to just, like, end. Like, I think that's going to kind of stay with a lot of people where they're a bit more scared if they see someone sick or catching something. I do also think that even at the beginning, like, when people were hearing about coronavirus and it spread, like, I remember my friends and I were talking, they're like, should we be stockpiling food or, like, getting canned goods? I was like, no, like, that's so stupid. And I think now people will definitely have more of, like, a prepper mentality where they know that there's something to be waiting for or ready for. Especially because if this happened once, I mean, it could happen again. I hope people don't see this as a one-off.
So many people are saying that to me, and I have, like, the opposite impulse. Like, I'm like a kid who you're like, don't go squeeze that stuffed animal, and I'm just vibrating with a desire. Like, as soon as it's okay, I'm going to be, like licking the walls. Like, I just feel like this, like, sterilized, sanitized. I'm not, like, scared off from, I'm just waiting to go back.
I think people are definitely going to wash their hands before they eat more. And I feel like everyone is always pretending that everyone's always washing their hands before they eat, but it's not something I witness very often when I'm, like, out or anything. And I think people are definitely going to be like, oh, I should be washing my hands right now. I think hand washing is going to go up. It's not going to be for just at home or when you're going to the bathroom, you know?
I can get with that. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures, and it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.